Surprise, Commander Scopely messes up the compensation for their mess ups. Did they finally get it right this time? The Incursion 2 raid new difficulties are finally here. Are they worth pushing for you and your lines? Dark Dimension 7 is coming next week. What should you do, if anything, to prep for it right now? We're talking about all of these things and more in this edition of your Marvel Strike Force Weekly News Update. This week, I am joined by my brother, Mobile Gamer, if you're ready for it. Mobile Gamer, let them know what to do.
Let's go smash it!
Yes! Welcome back to the Valley Flying channel. I am Valley Flying. This is Mobile Gamer, and this is your Marvel Strike Force Weekly News Update. We do this every single week, keeping you up to date on everything that happened in Marvel Strike Force, that is coming up in Marvel Strike Force. And if you haven't done so already, hit that subscribe button for more great Marvel Strike Force content. We have at least 5 Marvel Strike Force videos per week on the channel. Usually there's a lot more. Sometimes we almost hit that number in one day. But how are you doing this week, Marvel Strike Force, Mobile Gamer?
Well, I mean, it's been a chaotic week with the compensation has been, you know, it is what it is. But I got to tell you, as far as my overall feeling about the 6-year anniversary events, I like them. I like what it is. I like the Deadpool talking crap against Reddit. I love all that stuff. I think it is well done.
I thought it would be too complicated, but it's not very complicated. Had a whole call just the detailing it lasted for about an hour. Like, oh my goodness, it's so complicated. When it finally came in a game, I was like, all right, this is not that bad. This is really simple. It's easy.
It's easier than I thought it would be. When I saw the initial outline of this event, I was like, oh, this looks complicated. It turns out it's fine. So I like it. Yeah. I like the events. I think the events have bonus stuff. Yeah, I don't use the word free. I like the word bonus. It's bonus stuff.
I like free because that sounds more tricky. Anyway, let's talk about the new player experience right now. You have not started a new account, but your wife, Kat, has started a new player, new account. How has her new player experience been? I know it's been bad in the past. They're working to fix it. It's not fully done, but how's the experience right now for new players?
Okay, so I got to give some context. Kat has been around Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes and Marvel Strike Force a long time. She is a big Star Wars fan, not so much Marvel, and she really has not ever considered playing the game. She started playing the game 2-3 months ago, and she loves it. She actually likes the game. The game is fun, and she's not even a hardcore Marvel fan. And she likes the game. Now, are we going to talk about what's in? It's in flux, though, right? The whole new player experience is being revamped.
Yeah.
And I think this is a good thing for the long term health of the game. They want to create a situation where they're able to keep and retain as many people as possible, and so they're retuning the first 6-month experience when someone starts playing Marvel Strike Force. That being said, they're changing and they're testing a lot of different things. I'm personally unwilling to start a new account myself, which I want to do, but I want it to be I don't want it to be different for me and then different for you and different, right? Because they're doing A, B, C, D, E, F, G, D testing. Yeah. You know, they're testing different things. And I don't want a boosted account. I want a normal account. I want to have a normal player experience. And I want to help people to optimize what should be normal. But they're not done tweaking it. It's still being tweaked, right?
I'm kind of in the same place. Not really. I didn't even think about the boosted accounts. But I just know that they're working on changes. And I figured if I make a video now, in a couple months, with all the changes that we think are coming, it's going to be obsolete. So might as well wait till all the changes are done and stuff. Let me just mention one thing about Dark Dimension. They did streamline that process. Dark Dimension 1, it used to be on stars. It used to be based on 6 stars to get in there, which led to a weird experience because a lot of players would be getting into Dark Dimension 2 and 3 before they even completed Dark Dimension 1. It's not that. What changed with this?
All right, so Dark Dimension 2 is gear tier 13, and they changed Dark Dimension 1 to be gear 12, and which you said exactly was happening.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is the kind of stuff that needs to happen, right? And actually, the rewards for Dark Dimension 1 are more impactful in some ways because it's Kestrel, and Kestrel is, better than Ultron, right? So, and people were doing Dark Dimension 2 before 1 because 1 was tied to 6. Now they changed it to 12. These are the type of things that need to happen and they should happen. I just want them to finalize all the tweaks, and then I want to start a new player experience once it's settled.
Me too. And I think there's other content creators that are waiting for that as well. One thing that we did get this week, Incursion 2 raid, new difficulties, difficulty 1, 2, and 3 for these Incursion 2 raids, more rewards, more gear, including the new gear tier 19. What do you think of the difficulty of this? I was not able to test this on a test server, and my alliance accidentally launched the old raid, so we have not tested this.
Right.
Have you tried this on a test server or the live server? And if so, what is your experience with the difficulty of this?
I have no experience with this. I've not tried on a test server, and the game is down currently. We do have the new raid launched. It is what it is. Whatever it is, whatever challenge it is, we're just going to have to go through it. My alliance wants to be near the top of alliances. So, get wrecked, invaders. I mean, without playing it, I know invaders are going to be garbage. But to what extent is Bifrost going to be struggle? And I don't have a problem putting resources into Hive Mind or Extreme, or even to a lesser extent, Pegasus. But what I don't want to do is dump a bunch of resources into Bifrost and Invaders. Now, Vol's fine, but yeah. I don't want to put resources into Sylvie, and I just don't want to do it.
Oh yeah. Well, the good thing is, LA, well, you probably would need to still do it for Bifrost, or at least three of your alliance mates per lane, but at least for the invaders, you don't need to get 100% to get into the highest difficulty. You're 60% on normal difficulty for difficulty one, 70% on difficulty one will unlock difficulty two, 80% on difficulty two will unlock difficulty three. So that is a good thing. Not everybody in the alliance is going to need to build up in their invaders, but some people are. Is it worth pushing for some of these new rewards? We got this new Armory 19 orb fragments, new Crimson gear fragments as well. Is it worth pushing for these new rewards? And I do got to mention, they did flatten these rewards out. Last week at this time, these rewards were different for rank 1 and rank 24. Now it's all flattened for at least for this Armory 19 and this Crimson gear.
So I feel like the real issue is if you go back to the raid season rewards, you'll see that there's a pretty steep cutoff there and the top 100. And then if you're hidden in the way, but the top 1000. So this was also true for gear tier. For gear tier 18, they had a similar structure. And so this is not a new problem. It's the same problem, but this is going to be very important because the gold cost is through the roof. Like if you're trying to get through Dark Dimension 7 solely on gold cost, you're going to have to refresh the store, and it's over 2.2 billion gold. So that is not where the gear is going to come from. The gear is going to come from raids, events, purchases. Right now, all we know about is gold store and raids. And for me, raids is going to be, something that is going to be based off of where your alliance is at. And if getting into Dark Dimension 7 early or anytime for that matter is important.
Yeah.
Probably going to have to be an alliance that is all in agreement to try to be in the top 1000 or top 100 or players that are that size. And this is going to create a lot of movement that a lot of people feel is unnecessary.
Yeah, so this is a necessary change. Obviously, we knew this is coming. They've done this every single year with the Dark Dimensions.
This is not new.
And the new gear tiers.
Yeah, coming. This is not new.
How long do you think they open up the floodgates? We have Dark Dimension coming, and it usually is a few months after people. There's a bunch of people that get the character. So in this case, it would be Mephisto. What do you think that cutoff is? 500 people getting Mephisto, then they're supposed to open the floodgates. 1,000 more. Where do you think that number of Mephisto is before they start to open this up to more players?
Well, this is my prediction. Whenever you get Mephisto, it'll be the week after.
Oh, okay. That's what it is. Yes.
Yeah, dude. So, it's gated to be. This is not new. This is not new.
That's exactly what it felt like for Super Scroll.
Yes, this is not new. Listen, my experience with Dark Dimensions is they don't happen on accident. It requires planning, and you have to be deliberate, and you have to chip away a bit, at a little time. So for me, I'm buying the uniques and characters that I know are going to be good. I'm expecting that they're going to eventually have a planner on the website. Maybe that won't come until it gets launched on the 20th, because Dark Dimension 7 is going to go live on the 20th. Maybe the DD7 planner will show up then. You know, and then I'm going to be planning, right? And I know that there's going to, I mean, the way it was for DD6 is that, you know, Mystic was a problem. They've expanded it out to the Mythic. So I know we're going to have to do characters like Super Scroll and so on and so on, but they're towards the end, you know, cities at the beginning. So I'm like, okay, who's going to be a good city character? Now, I'm not one to like predict and then, you know, make plans and then the information be wrong. Because, you know, I'm looking at Vultures. Like, okay, do I want to take Vulture? Vulture's been good in the past. Vulture's a good character. I like to take Vulture in. But you know what? I want to see somebody else go through it first. You know, okay, I want someone to go through Dark Dimension 7, and then I will make plans based on their experiences. But the one thing I know for sure is at every single Dark Dimension, it doesn't happen by accident. You have to plan and you have to be deliberate about it. It's just, I think right now is slightly premature, and I'm waiting until the first people. My prediction is that, you know, there were some people that had the resources in gold or had or spend a lot of money refreshing the store. Probably somebody will go through it on day one.
Oh, there'll be a few people that go through it on day one. Let's move on. I do want to talk about your Dark Dimension strategy, but let's talk about these Gear 19 pieces, because obviously your Dark Dimension strategy is all based on these Gear 19 pieces. They are purchasable in the store, the main supply store. Very, very expensive. What did you say the cost was to get it? Is that the billions? Is that for one character for these pieces, or is that for all of Dark Dimension?
So some people did some math, and I didn't double check their work, but I was hearing that multiple people calculated the cost per character to be between 90 and 93 million for one character. And then you multiply that out. I believe that I can't remember if there's five sections or six sections, but you multiply that by 25 and you get a number of, you know, of in the billions, 2.2 billion. So I don't see the gold supply store as being the primary source. What this is going to be for, you know, the gaps where you're short. And I'm not sure where the gaps are going to be. I highly suspect it's going to be uniques. But we have to see the amounts that we're getting from doing raids, events, whatever. And then when we see where the gaps are, because it's just very expensive to be using gold. And solely using gold is not a good strategy for me, unless I was willing to spend ungodly amounts of money.
So are you buying anything at a gold store right now? Because I think the unique things are going to be the Gear 19 pieces, which is on the screen right now. You could identify it with these things on the side. And then those unique pieces like Astral Energy, Osmium, especially Osmium and Miasma, which characters, you'll need multiple characters to take that. Are you buying any of those pieces or everything or nothing? What is your buying strategy in the store right now?
Okay, firstly, I just want to say my primary issue right now is to get important characters up to max level. I'm at level 99. I'm going to be hitting 100. And as long as I'll be hitting 100 when I hit 100, but I'm at 99 today, right? Nice. And I need to upgrade characters, and that requires gold and training materials. And there's an excessive amount of gold. Like, I have more gold than training materials. Now, I'm willing to spend some of that extra gold on gear tier 19s, specifically the two types of pieces that you're talking about. But my primary use for gold needs to be getting these characters level 100, because today I need to play in the arena. Today I need to play in raids. Today I need to be playing in Cosmic Makes Crucible sense. Alliance War, right? Where DD7 is out. I don't know how many months that is. I mean, I feel like it's going to be hyper exclusive, you know, for the people that get in there first. And it feels like, you know, when they get to 5,000 players or 10,000 players, then they start loosening up. But that may be 6 months out. And you know, it takes a long time. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the first free-to-play player didn't get a Mephisto until like 3-4 months after the release. I mean, if I were to guess, I mean, it's usually many months out.
That's generous, in my opinion. I think that's generous. I think that's a generous time frame.
It's not known, because we don't know where they're going to give us more. We don't know if they're, you know, we don't, well, they're coming out with a new game mode, right?
I'm assuming it's going to be in milestones and events. Yeah, probably in Battle World, like you mentioned.
Battle World, yeah. But what if that is the chase in Battle World, where the you know, the primary way to get larger amounts of gear tier 19 is Battle World? We just don't know. We don't know.
There's a lot that we don't know. Yeah. So we can't really make any logical X predictions because we don't know what they're going to do, how much they're going to release this. But it's all released. It's all related to this Dark Dimension 7. The next thing that's coming up, Mephisto is the grand prize. I guess it took a while, and not just getting in there. It takes months and months to beat Dark Dimension. How fast do you think you'll finish it once you get in there? I think it took 6 months of last time to get through Dark Dimension 6. Do you have any predictions for Dark Dimension 7 once you actually get there, or is that still a thing in question because of the gear 19 pieces?
Yeah, I have no idea. All I know is that if I ignore the process and I'm not mindful, and I, you know, as soon as that DD7 planner is out, I'm going to be all over it, right? I want to see what other people got through, what characters work for them. And then, you know, when the first people go through, they'll say, we typically will find out what they regretted, what worked well, right? And then we can start to plan. And then once I know what pieces are going to need and how many pieces are going to need, and then I can see some inflows, because I don't know how much I'm even going to be getting from raids. I don't know how far we're going to be able to go through in the raids. And everybody's going to have a different amount that they're getting from the raids, right? Based on where their alliance is. You know, a week or two into this process, if I just ignore it, it's not going to happen on its own. That's how DDs work. If you just are not planning, but I'm not sure that I can do much planning now, but I'm going to say after, you know, let's say a week after DD7 comes out, you know, by the 27th, let's say, well, I better be looking at it. I got to start, you know, I got to be like mindful of what pieces I'm going to, you know, run into a severe shortage, whether it's probably going to be Mystic. If I'm going to guess, it's going to be Mystic, right? I mean, it seems like Mystic is always a problem, right?
Well, it's this right here. All the good characters in Cosmic are Mystic. There's a few exceptions, but most of the good characters are Mystic for the Cosmic section. So you need to build at least 5 Mystic characters, more, you know, give or take a few if you're replacing some. So Mystic is a big thing. Now, let's talk about the Mythic characters like Apocalypse, Skrull. What are you doing with those characters right now? Because there is an argument, like you said, they're going to benefit you in Arena right now. You know, it might cost you a little bit of time for Dark Dimension 7, but are you going to go build up your Mythic characters right now? Apocalypse, Skrull, maybe some other characters, or would you just wait and then do this in order? Go City, then Global, then Cosmic, or something like that. What is your strategy right now, or have you not decided what you're going
to
do?
I haven't decided. I mean, we don't have any pieces to equip right now, so, you know, there's no point. It's not like I can do anything, right? You know, I'm buying the uniques for the Mythic characters that I know are going to be needed. I mean, I feel like we don't have a choice on upgrading the Mythics. Like, there's going to be, you know, you got to upgrade Apocalypse, you got to upgrade Super Skrull. I mean, this is not optional, right?
And Black Knight. Those are the three. Other than that, I'm not sure, but I think those three, I'm definitely going to upgrade.
But you're talking about those Mythics. You know, Black Knight's not a Mythic.
Well, Black Knight's not a Mythic, but he's in that category,
yeah.
Right?
Right. Yeah, you got to upgrade Black Knight, yeah, of course, right? You know, and so, I mean, the only, you know, I'm looking at Vulture in City. That's it right now. and we'll take it from there, right?
That is not a bad choice. I had Vulture is one of the top characters. Vulture's in Arena meta right now. Sure. For goodness sake. Jeez. All right. There was some screw ups, Mobile Gamer. I think you were the one that brought this to light when you did this on stream. Everybody found out about this. And this was the bang for the buck milestones. When you purchased an offer, these bang for the buck milestones usually give you some, or these offers give you some web UPCs. Yeah. You can get some milestones for that. Well, once you purchase the offer on that day, March 4th, well, the bang for the buck milestones would repeat and repeat and repeat, and you could claim this a lot. After that, they said you would get a generous free claim on the web for all players who did not claim that.
No, I'm laughing at the word generous. You will get a free claim. We could delete the word generous right there.
Okay, we're going live on the web store, and this was not accurate as well. This, because you claimed it and you got this stuff double. So yes, so some people got it double. When they did sit on compensation later, so some people were able to get it triple. These two store offers, I didn't think they were worth it to purchase for me. The $5 or $10 offer. Did you look at those offers and were they appealing at all to you?
No, they were not appealing.
Okay, so we're in alignment there. Players who did not claim duplicated milestones could purchase it more. This is all weird. All right, this was their initial solution. Then earlier this week, they said that they were going to give out the compensation. Free claim was available to all players who did not claim erroneous milestones available today. That's not what happened, though, Mobile Gamer. All right, so it's third blog in the same issue. There's an issue with targeting our free claim, and it allowed it to be delivered to players we were trying to exclude, including you. What was your reaction when you saw this in your free claims?
All right. I don't yeah, this is, like, there's so much to this, and it's so frustrating. And I want to say a couple things. Like, this has been a disaster, and I don't feel like anybody at Scopely is thrilled about this either, right? They're not happy that this went down the way. I mean, there was a call about the initial screw up that happened a week ago, and I remember being like so emphatic in the call. It's like, you cannot send me the free stuff. Like,
that was the one point you made. You made one point. Make sure this doesn't go to
people. Make sure I personally don't get this stuff. Like, it's gonna be a problem. So
especially you, because you do this on stream. Yes, everybody sees what you do.
Everybody sees what happens, right? So I absolutely did get the free claim. Now, I believe this is one of three issues, right? And the first issue is the free stuff, and I shouldn't have got it. I got it. I believe this has been made correctly. Like, and I know there's some, I can only speak to my experience. I did not get the second one. I did not get the in-game.
So they did that correctly. Now the in-game one, the reason I'm saying it's triple in things, the in-game one was double. So we were supposed to get this free claim one. That was, you know, let's say that was 100 orbs. This one was 200 orbs for some of the stuff, for example. So this was double. So that's why I'm saying triple the reward. So if I did nothing, I got three times the rewards. You did something, you got one time the reward. So that's what it is. But you did mention, we talked about the three issues that you were going to talk about. What are the three main issues with this whole debacle?
All right. So if we go back to the first response to this, so it's the other page. Yeah, right here. Go up to the top. Right there, that on reviewing the data, we found a small number of players were able to take advantage of the situation and claim rewards from multiple milestones. Some have speculated this has compromised the game economy, and some players could equip gear tier 18 to many of their characters. And then this is what's in question, because this is a trust me, bro situation, right? Yeah. We want to be clear that this has been greatly exaggerated, and this did not compromise the game economy regarding gear tier 18. And I believe that's true. The issue mainly affected armory 16 orbs. I believe that is also true. The amount of armory 17 orbs frank was substantially smaller. Now, so here's the thing, right? Like, so I don't think that many people were able to collect this as many times as was available. I mean, I was online and the website was buggy and crashy, and I couldn't get it to work. And then even when I figured out what was going on, it would hang, and then I have to refresh the page. And I was only able to do it so many times. Now, that being said, I was able to refresh it about 10 times. And I know people have gone out and said, well, some people were able to do it 38 times, and then they calculate the compensation based off of 38 times. Oof. And then they're saying that, then the people that got 38 times worth of stuff, you know, we're getting 10% of that. I mean, I've seen all the spreadsheets, right? But my experience was, is that I wasn't able to claim it as many times. And the issue, what I got from that was a lot of gear tier 16 orbs. Yeah. And I got some catalysts. And because there was a lot of gear tier 16 orbs, I got a lot of gold. So at the end of the day, it really didn't impact my account. Gear tier 16 is not a thing for me, where my account is out. Yes, I did get like 6,000, almost 7,000 orbs, which was probably close to 6 to 7 million gold. I need the gold. There were a lot of catalysts in there. I think I got for 5,000 catalysts, which is helpful for a handful of characters. I mean, you need a lot of catalysts, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was what happened. Now, I'm not sure. So this is the second issue. I'm not sure that the amount compensation is reflective of what people actually got and what people think other people got. And like, I don't, you know what I'm trying to say right there? There's people.
So is this more of an optics thing, or is this really something that broke the game? I think it's more of a
optics thing,
but this issue here,
and there's still a third issue, but this issue here is probably optics and whether or not the community believes this paragraph or not. And, you know, and when then we see the compensation and the free claims, when we see the offers and the web store, either we believe that that is in alignment with what they're saying or we don't. So this is optics. This is Scopely saying, trust me, bro, this is the way it is. And either people believe it or they don't.
I gotta say, I believe that they believe this. They may not have the correct data, but I believe that they, with the data that they have, I believe they're giving all the information that they have.
I don't believe everybody's going to agree on this, by the way. I don't think that I think there's going to be players that sit on the fence like me that are not sure. There's some people are going to take this at face value. And then there's going to be another set of players that think that they're absolutely making this stuff up and it's not true.
I don't think it was that widespread just because the complexity it needed to be. They did mention that there was a few people that took a lot of advantage of it, but not, it wasn't that widespread. So
right.
For me, I'm like, all right, this is cool. This is but there's a third issue, Mobile Gamer, right? There's a third issue.
Just so we can talk about it. I feel like the first issue that we've already talked about is black and white, and they've already addressed it. Second issue is more of an optics gray area, and unless they give us the data, we can analyze the data, we're not going to know, right? It's kind of a gray thing. The third issue is black and white, and I feel like they completely missed the point. And I just want to be very clear. I have twice been on calls verbalizing this third issue. Like they now understand the issue, and it remains to be seen what the resolution is going to be. And I made a big deal about that. I just want to say I made a big deal about this, is that when the initial opportunist glitch happened, like me myself, I was able to purchase Trick Cores. Some people bought battle passes. Some people bought offers that they wanted to do. The point is, I got something for the money that I spent, and I got all this bonus stuff. And what they're presenting to us doesn't make sense. They're giving us an opportunity to buy this stuff. What happened to the Ultra Cores? What happened to the battle passes that people bought? Like, you get what I'm trying to say, Valley.
I'm just concerned about this. All the free stuff you got. You bought stuff. I'm not going to buy any of this stuff. I'm not going to purchase anybody.
Those $5 to $10 offers don't do anything. Why would I spend $5 on that? So this is what I said in my other video, and this is what I said to them twice. If I spend $5 and there's $5 worth of Ultra Cores and the rest of the stuff is bonus, that makes sense, right? You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not saying that this stuff in the $5 offer and the $10 offer have zero value. It's just not worth $5 to me. It's not worth $10 to me. And giving some players to buy it five times and giving some players one time, it doesn't matter. Now, if there was Ultra Cores in there, where I could use that Ultra Cores later to buy the battle passes, because I'm a big fan of the battle passes. I like them, right? You know, then that's fine. And then, yeah, I get some 16s. I get some gold from the 16s. And then I get some catalysts. I need some catalysts. So that's different. But this idea that I can't believe they don't understand the issue. Like this idea that we're willing to buy this stuff, but we're not going to get...
See, the buying thing is totally silly. But in my mind, you bought $5 worth of power Ultra Cores. You got $5 worth of Ultra Cores. All the erroneous stuff that you got after that is addressed with these free claims that they got. So in my mind, I've been made whole. This is kind of silly. The five in price, but if you don't want to buy it, you don't need to buy that. So
this is done.
But just
right now, the stuff that for those $5 and $10 price points is largely uninteresting to a large percent of the players. Now is, and it doesn't even mirror what actually happened, because You know, so if you buy a $5 offer, you know, this is what I told them. You got to have this $5 offer. The $5 offer has to have $5 worth of Ultra Cores in there. And the $10 offer has to have $10 worth of Ultra Cores. So that way, if someone chooses to buy these, then they could use those Ultra Cores later for whatever they want, like a battle pass, right?
That's like a no-brainer if they yes. have $5 and $10 yes. worth of that. That's like yes. you're just getting the stuff for free. That's totally yes. different.
But that's what they need to do. That's what they need to do.
That's more... I'm fine with that. That's fine. That's fine.
That's what they need to do.
I think it's a little more beneficial than the initial compensation, but if they do that, cool. I'm happy if they don't, and I'm happy if they do. But this... Don't buy this. This is not great, you know, unless they put in the Ultra Cores in there.
Well, I think that the value to all of this is gear tier 16, and it depends on where you're in the game. Like I don't know where your account is, but I know my account doesn't care about gear tier 16s at this point.
I'm probably about three to six months behind you.
Yeah, but I'm gonna guess that it doesn't even matter for you that much. Like 16s don't. I mean the value
I haven't opened a 16 or 17 orb in a long time.
Yeah, the value to 16s is there's gold in it. You know, so that's you know that's the issue is that there's gold in those 16s.
I'll probably open them when I'm more starved for gold. Once I'm out of my gold orbs, I'll probably go to those and start looking for other places. But yep. Let's move on to Cosmic Ghost Rider, the newest out of time member. Obviously, great on the out of time team. Great. War. What is this character's value outside of war, though, and outside of the team? Is this like Starnak 2.0?
I don't know. I mean, he's better than Starbrand in that, you know, he does have some cool things in his kit that might be useful later. And I'm not saying to write this guy off, but you know, he does have a way of with battlefield effects, and he does have some cool things when ultimate abilities go off where they get barrier. I mean, there's some interesting things in his kit. I don't know if he's going to be useful in Cosmic Crucible the way that we thought he was going to be. Probably need to take him to 7 yellow to get value out of him anyways. And who's going to do that, right? Yeah. You know, I don't see this guy being effective at 3 stars or 4 stars outside of war. War, they're amazing. I mean, it's just hence they're amazing in war, right? You know, yes. But you're asking about outside of war. Yeah. I know, first of all, I'm not getting Mephisto anytime soon. And yeah, Mephisto has this cute call out to Ghost Riders the same way that Starbrand has a call out to Black Panther 1 million. That remains to see if that's an effective thing. I don't think it will be, especially by the time I get Starbrand. I mean, the game will be a different game, not Starbrand, but by the time I get Mephisto, the game will be a different game by the time I get Mephisto. It will be, you know, 6 months from now or whatever, right?
Yeah. He has a free-to-play event coming up, but that event ends after the Out of Time showcase ends. This is the first time I think they've done this. I think they've at least given a few days for these showcases. Is this an issue or is this just a non-issue?
Well, yeah, it's an issue if you didn't buy his offers. If you bought his offers, you're probably okay with this. I mean, they are incentivizing people to buy offers with these events because there's bonus stuff inside of them that you can only get if you buy the offer, right? Yeah. So, I mean, this is not necessarily a free-to-play friendly way of doing it.
Yeah. All right, well, let's move on to the next team, moving off of Out of Time team, moving into the Cabal team, Iron Patriot. Leader, rework Namor. They looked like great Cosmic Crucible characters. What did you think of the kits for Iron Patriot, Leader, and the reworks for Namor? Anything stand out? Let's start with Iron Patriot. Anything stand out about his kit for you?
So the main thing about Iron Patriot is that he applies vulnerables on spawn. Everywhere. Yeah, which is at the beginning of the match, and then when characters have vulnerable, the passives, you know, on the team call out, you're taking more damage, which is amazing. But more importantly, if this character, two or more Kabbalahs, enemy characters with vulnerable cannot fill speed bar for themselves or allies, that card counters Super Scroll and Apocalypse, right? Yeah. Because Super Scroll, the whole thing about Super Scroll is it gets all that bonus turn meter all the time.
Watch your positive effects. Don't care if you have any positive effects so he doesn't go first.
Yeah, so if you know, so if that happens, you know, Super Scroll. So people are not going to put Super Scroll on defense. Now people are currently not putting Apocalypse on defense, but same thing. Apocalypse does his his ultimate, and then he won't get the turn meter to immediately go into a super basic. So this is a very powerful mechanic. The team itself seems relatively slow. It massively boosts the villains. So the really the question is, how good is this team as a three piece? In that, of course, it's going to be amazing with Apoc and Super Skrull, right? So what?
Doom and Emma was what they mentioned in the call.
I hate to say this, but if it's like three piece Cabal with Apoc and Super Skrull, who cares? Like, to me, the value is added if it's like, a B or C tier villain
Doom is a C tier villain now. My goodness, that character's fallen off so hard in this season.
And they seem slow. They seem slow. And, everything in this game is speed, speed, speed. So we'll have to see.
I think they're doing kind of the out of time thing. They want the other teams to go first.
Well, we'll have to see. I mean, I'm curious to see how this plays out. I mean, I think they're going to be good. I'm definitely not avoiding this team. I'm fully pursuing it. I'm upgrading them. Because I really like Crucible, and I think they're going to be important Crucible. And I think they'll be important for a long time, being that it's a villain. There's synergies with villain, right? Yeah. Well, what is the next villain going to be? And the next villain going to be? And the next villain going to be? I think it's going to be good. I'm actually really excited about this team. What is unknown to me today is this team only good with other superstars, or are they able to bring up some characters that have lost favor? You mentioned two great examples, but I also think about Omega Red.
Omega Doom, Red's a third. Ebba. Those are the three. Yeah. Leader. His kit, and what stands out to me is his charges. For all of his charges, he has a maximum of five. And every charge, every five charges, he's getting 5% crit chance, 5% crit damage, 5% block for self and all villain allies, not just Cabal allies. So this will affect Doom, this will affect Emma, Omega Red, any other villains you want to bring in. That's what stands out to me about Leader. Anything about Leader stand out for you?
Well, I mean, it's his passive. Dude, he's so slow, dude. I tried running. He's so slow. I mean, and I tried running him in war with Gamma, and it didn't really do anything.
He's the leader. He's not there to do damage or all that. That's for everybody else.
No, I think he's fine. It's just like, his speed, what is he, 107? I mean, I just like, whenever I feel 107. I feel like I see that and... It's like, this game is so much about speed and turn meter and manipulation of that. And I know his passive is fine, but that is so slow in Marvel Strike Force today.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be like out of time team. You want the other team to go first for these guys. Namor, he got some increase for his stats. His kit was always pretty good. I know people continue to use him and had him built up. Were you using Namor before this rework, and does this change anything for you right now?
All right, so before the rework, I was using a little bit sometimes in war with an Eternals team, right? So like the Eternals go off and they already lure turn meter, and then he follows up and continues that punishment of turn meter in war, right? Not always, but sometimes. My testing with him, his damage is bonkers now, right? It was just, it's so high, offense up, all of that. I mean, he's too slow. if he takes a turn, that removal is a big deal. The turn meter and the vulnerables are going to be out there, right? Because of the way that Iron Patriot kit works. So like I think this is going to be a bonkers team in Crucible. If they take a turn,
Emma's the solution. She reduces the enemy turn meter
a little bit, a little bit. Yeah. I feel like you almost have to put Emma on this team. We'll have to see.
All right. So I'm looking forward to this team. Now the team that I'm confused a little bit about is the reworks to the X-Men. I'm still not sure what this is for. I don't think this makes them a strong war team. This doesn't make them a strong Crucible team. I know some people are using some of these characters, X-23, in different places. What are you using this team for? And what did you think this was for? War, Crucible, or just some nice lore call-outs to give them more synergy with more X-Men?
All right, so the way that I see... Let's just talk specifically about Crucible, right? I feel like People either consolidate the extreme X-Men with Unlimited, you know, by putting Rogue on the team, you know, like, or they try to split them apart. Does that make sense? Yeah. I mean, some people split apart the teams. Well, when you split apart the teams, there are some characters in there that are okay, right? And I think that there is going to be a case where Jubilee is better and Phoenix is better when you're splitting them up into two teams.
Okay. So this is more for Cosmic Crucible.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, first of all, I just want to put this out here. I think that X-23 is cool, always been a cool character and looks great. Jubilee's all right. Phoenix is all right. Kitty and Colossus baffle me a little bit. I don't really know that they're going to be useful. But, you know, right now I've seen one defense for Crucible using Phoenix and Jubilee on defense. I'll put a video out about that here in the next couple of days. But, you know, X-23 maybe, but, you know, if you wanted to wait and see if that's effective or not and make a decision a week or two from now, that probably the prudent thing to do. Or be the front runner and upgrade it and test this out and let us know how it is, right? I mean, we're also kind of waiting for that, but it's been really quiet. I have not heard a lot of stuff about people saying this stuff is amazing.
Yeah, I'm not upgrading any of these characters. I don't have the resources. I'm upgrading my main teams, my arena teams, and all that stuff. This is a luxury thing, and I just don't have the resources for this to even test this. So if someone, like you said, does the testing and it's amazing, I'll be the second or third, you know, the round to do it in that third wave,
Wave. It seems so luxury right now. It really does.
It's a very luxury team right now. All right. We have some events going on right now. Demonic Origins, where you need to spend campaign energy, also getting do some Crucible battles as well. And there is an Alliance event where you need to use Out of Time Team and War. What are your thoughts on these events? I know you don't pay attention to these events too much. Is it you know, outside the norm too much, good or bad, either way, for you to notice, or is it just a normal event?
Well, okay, so the Battle in Alliance War thing using Out of Time, most of the points come with, do you have a 7-star Cosmic Ghost Rider? Do you have a 7-star, you know, and if you do, you know, your Alliance thanks you. So I feel like the way that our Alliance is approaching is that they're using the people that do have the 7 stars on the Out of Time team to get the points, and the rest of us are putting on defense, you know, because I believe the optimal strategy is to put that team on defense.
I think what they said is kind of true. The lower Alliances are not as hardcore. You're probably going to save them for offense. And the more hardcore war teams or war Alliances will use them more on defense.
Well, to clarify, I'm not talking about the optimal strategy for the event. I'm talking about the optimal strategy for war, period. I mean, the optimal strategy for the event, you know, the event is to put them on offense, but you know, the optimal. I feel like if
I place my Black Knight on defense, though, then I don't have a Black Knight to beat their Black Knight, and I don't know. You could place them on defense, have a stronger defense.
Black Knight's better on defense. I mean, a lot of his damage is based off of health, and he gets 40% extra health on defense. So it's designed. It feels like it's designed to be a team that is a 2-tap, because the battlefield effect, not the battlefield effect, but exhausted. Black Knight. Yeah, the exhausted, you know, both Cosmic Ghost Rider and Black Knight get neutered. Their kits get neutered pretty drastically when they're exhausted. So it's almost designed to be a 2-tap team.
Yeah, and that's a good thing, because Gamma was horrible without the exhausted mechanic. So at least the first shot will be tough, but second shot, you'll be able to go in and get them. All right. New changes to the leaderboards, and I'm surprised that this was not addressed earlier. I could have sworn that they did this a lot earlier, but they said similar to Scourge and Trial. So maybe this is the only place they did this. But the tiebreakers for this is going to be the first person that gets the highest rank. It's not all good and bad, but the good thing about this is it's now based on your performance, not just based on a random number or a player ID number. The bad thing, if you're in a bad time zone, you're not going to be able to get a first score. You're not going to be able to wake up in the middle of the night for this. So I'm glad they addressed this. What are your thoughts on this? Outweigh the bad, or does the bad outweigh the good?
Well, no, my first thought is if the event is designed correctly, ties won't happen. If it uses some sort of efficiency system or whatever, then the tiebreaker is not important, but they haven't been designing events correctly with that in mind, where there's still situations where there's several hundred players on that threshold of rewards, and then they have to rely. Yeah,
I still haven't gotten my rewards for Sword Satellite, and I was in that tying section.
Yeah, and that to me is, you know, the point. The tie shouldn't be happening. I mean, if it takes you 19 attacks and it took somebody else 18 attacks, then they should have one more point than you, and then the tie wouldn't happen. Yeah. Right? I mean, you know, for me, you know, they've done really horrible things like player ID number being terrible. No, don't do that. Having your TCP being the tie break. No, oh, don't do that. Don't do that. And, you know, this doesn't seem that much better because, you know, events go live at a certain time. This people live all over the world. I mean, if the event goes live and in your time zone, it's 2 a.m., that's not really fair, right?
I agree.
You know, so this doesn't make any more sense to me than using collection power or player ID number. Why don't they just do it the way they do it in a lot of sports where, you know, if 14 players tie for 10th place, they all get the 10th place rewards. I for the life of me, I don't understand why they think it should be any other way.
I don't know. That give us more rewards, Scopely. That's the best solution, because you guys can't design this event properly, so just give everybody all the stuff.
Where's the efficiency system? You know what I mean? Like, give players more points for using less turns in the tower, right? Or whatever mode, right? And then there won't be tiebreakers. It won't happen because, you know, you, like I said, I take 18 turns and you take 19 turns, so I get one more point than you. Yeah. That solves the tiebreaker problem.
Agreed. Do it like Crucible. I think this is better than player ID and TCP, though, because this is based on something set that is under your control. Yes, you would have to wake up in the middle of the night if this is something, you know, if you're in a weird time zone, it's something important, but at least this is something under your control. TCP, I guess, sort of, but not for a specific event in that time frame.
You player can't ID control where you live in the world. That doesn't make any sense.
No, but you can control if you want to, if you choose that this event is important enough for you to wake up or not. Usually it's not going to be, but you do have that choice, right? Before, you didn't have that choice. So it's not great, but it's better than what we had. All right. Firestar, new war rewards. Captain America out, Firestar in. How big of a difference is this going to make in Crucible or anything?
I mean, it'll make a difference in Crucible, I'm sure. But, you know, I mean, Captain America was cool too, but, you know, I don't know. I mean, they did Titania. That's fine. Firestar, that's fine. I mean, they did Vulture. That was amazing. You know, so it's a little different than Vulture, right? It's definitely a notch down from Vulture.
All right. And finally, we talked about this a little bit in the beginning, but these 6 anniversary rewards, this anniversary events that's going on right now, better than I thought, better than you thought as well.
Yeah,
let's talk about this free gift, though. March 28th, big of the rewards coming on that day. How big do you think this is going to be? We've had some pretty generous rewards last year, and they've been getting better and better. So it should be better than last year. How big do you think this is going to be?
We started the video off with this. You know, they said that the free claim reward for the compensation and the bug was going to be generous. So their definition of generous might be different than ours.
Good point. But it should be better than last year. And yeah, last year's I thought was pretty good. A lot of gold, a lot of dark promo credits. We got some Captain Carter's shards when she was still a character that wasn't farmable. So I thought it was pretty good. And last but not least, the Legacy Reel. Did you check out the Legacy Reel? Did you check out yours?
Yeah. So I like the Legacy Reel. And you know, the one I thought it was pretty cool. I thought this was kind of a nice thing to do. And I enjoyed watching it. I watched a couple other players. And the problem I have with it is that you had to load your player ID into it. And that felt like a little bit clunky. And I don't understand why it couldn't have just been you press a button in game and it takes you to it. You know what I mean? Like, you had to go and manually type in. I mean, you know, I felt a little awkward, and I suspect a lot of players didn't even bother.
Maybe for the 7th year anniversary, they'll get that automation in. And that is it for the news. Mobile Gamer, any final thoughts in what is going on in Marvel Strike Force this week?
Let's fix the bugs so that we don't have to worry about compensation. My goodness.
Oh, that would be awesome. But so fitting for the 6th anniversary of Marvel Strike Force, starting off with a lot of bugs and causing a lot of other bugs. But yes, hopefully this video did provide you some value. If it did, leave it a like. It is free and it helps out the channel tremendously. And if you want to check out what are the best characters to farm right now in Marvel Strike Force, check out the video up there. Links to Mobile's channel is down in the description. I will see you guys next time. Make sure you give them a subscribe. Have a great rest of your day. Are you ready for a fist bump, Mobile Gamer?
Fist bump out!
Ah, fist bump out. Have a great one, guys.